Hello, I'm Matthew Arnold Stern. I'm a technical writer and an author. I have a new novel coming out in November of 2019 called Amiga. And I'm here at the Great Park of Orange County on August 21st, 2019. And I wanted to share my Orange County stories with you today. You see, I'm originally from the San Fernando Valley. I was born and raised there, and I grew up in Reseda. And I've lived in Orange County since 1987. One of the things that always interests me is the process of identifying where you come from. What do you say when somebody tells you that a certain place is your hometown? And I know my mom had that struggle because she spent her formative years in Cincinnati. Even though she moved to the LA area in 1940, she would still have trouble when the Dodgers would play the Cincinnati Reds, which during the 70s they were in the same division and were big rivals. And she always felt torn about which team to root for. Should she root for the Dodgers, which are her adoptive hometown team, or root for the Reds, which were her team when she first started going to baseball games as a child? And so when I look at myself today as an Orange County resident, I've lived in Orange County now longer than I've lived in the San Fernando Valley, but I still deal with that same question about identity. Is my hometown Reseda, or is my hometown the city that I live in now, which is in Lake Forest? Tell you a little bit about history and maybe why this struggle about identity and hometown come into play. My first impressions of Orange County were not very good. We were originally going to move to Orange County long before I actually did. My dad was a real estate salesman, and during the 1970s, the real estate market in the San Fernando Valley had gotten soft after it had been booming for many, many years. Part of it was the fall of the aerospace market after the space program ended, or the Apollo program ended, and the Vietnam War was winding down. Part of it was, quite frankly, because of what was known as white flight, because up until 1970, a lot of home deeds and covenants had racially restrictive rules, and those were overturned by the courts finally in 1970. And there were people who were wanting to leave the San Fernando Valley as a result. They talked about white flight and people going off to newer communities in Thousand Oaks and Agoura and Antelope Valley, and this included Orange County. So there was a boom in real estate there, and my dad wanted us as a family to move there to take advantage of it. My mom was resistant. She certainly didn't want to pull us out of school in the middle of the school year to move. She had also established herself at the PTA and with various activities, so she didn't want to move for that reason. But we later found out the real reason why my dad wanted to move to Orange County, and that was because he was involved with a woman down there. He was having an affair with a model and a former Miss Huntington Beach. And that put the end to our plans to move to Orange County, as well as my parents' marriage. We did go to Orange County once in a while for Disneyland, and we went there once for an Angels game in what was then called Anaheim Stadium. And in 1976, with my Boy Scout troop, we went on a bike ride from downtown Los Angeles, where we had participated in a naturalization ceremony to go down to San Diego. And what was interesting was when we went south, I believe we were on Moulton Parkway, as it was called back then. When we reached the edge of Tustin, that's where civilization seemed to stop. After going for miles through housing complexes and business parks, everything stopped. There was just this two-lane road and miles and miles of open fields and eucalyptus trees that served as a windbreak. And there was basically nothing until we got down to Carlsbad. So those were my early impressions of Orange County. I came to Orange County in 1986 because I had gotten a job as a technical writer at AST. This was a company in Irvine. They started off doing add-in boards for the IBM PC, and they were just starting to make their own computers. I graduated from college, and the one company that I worked for at the time in the Valley, they had gotten to the point where they weren't even, the paychecks weren't clearing, and yeah, it was time to go. And for the first 4 months that I was working at AST, I was actually commuting from Reseda to Irvine, which was an hour and a half on a good day. And one time I was actually going to meet my friends for dinner in Van Nuys, and it took me 3 hours to drive up there from Irvine. And after 4 months of this, I decided, well, this company's going to keep me. And so I decided that I was going to move to Orange County. Now, at the time, my mom was disabled from a stroke. And that was part of the reason why I didn't move down to Orange County right away, because I had to drive up to help her on weekends. And after I had moved to Orange County, I rented a room from one of my coworkers. And it took a lot of work to sell the house that I grew up in. We had lived there for about 24 years at that point. So there was a lot that had to be done to sell that house. And we also had to get my mom situated. From her stroke, it left her paralyzed in her right arm and her right leg. But she was still mobile with the use of a cane. She wasn't able to speak, but she could communicate by pointing to things on a file folder, pointing to pictures and words, and she could write somewhat. So there was a possibility of her being somewhat independent and being able to live on her own. But then the week before she was scheduled to move into a mobile home that we found for her in Garden Grove, she developed blood clots in her left leg. And it had to be amputated. And so she continued to need assistance. She did move into the mobile home, but my grandmother lived with her for a few years and tried to help her as much as she could. So during this period, there was a lot of uncertainty in my life. So I wasn't really in the position to really call Orange County my home because I was still commuting from Reseda. There was this transitional period. And even after I found my own apartment in Irvine, I hadn't felt like I completely settled in. But things began to change. I met the woman who would become my wife. We got married. In 1990, we got our first condo. In 1991, this was like the first piece of real estate that we ever owned outright. And we were in Laguna Niguel, and we had our daughter in 1993, followed by a son in 1998. Between those years, we got our home in Lake Forest, where we've lived ever since. And it was at that point that I was starting to really feel that Orange County was my home. But even so, I still had a very strong tie with Reseda, because I had a lot of friends who were still in the San Fernando Valley. And I still kept in touch with things that were going on there. It was in 1993 where there was a school shooting at the high school that I graduated from, Reseda High School. And to see my old community, you know, from in that situation, it was a very difficult thing for me. And there were lots of other things that were still tying me to Reseda and the San Fernando Valley, and part of it had to do with my writing, because Reseda was the place where I started my writing career. In high school, I decided that a writer was something that I wanted to be, and at that point, I met a wonderful teacher, Darlene Loyler, who was my English teacher, who she discovered my writing ability, and she encouraged me to develop it. And then at Cal State Northridge, when I was at a point where I was having second thoughts of having a writing career, where I realized that, you know, maybe this wasn't going to be realistic, I met a wonderful teacher. His name is Robert Oliphant, and he was an instructor at Cal State Northridge. And he was himself a successful author. He had written a book called A Piano for Mrs. Cimino, which became a bestseller and was also made into a TV movie with Bette Davis in one of her final roles. And it was at that point that I decided I wanted to continue with writing, and I found a job as writing for a computer software company, the small little hole in the wall place called NTech, which made software for the Commodore 64. And this is where I got introduced to computing, got introduced to the idea that, hey, I can actually make a living as a writer. I started doing anything that had to be done with writing for that company, including user manuals. And I also used my connections. I met people through public relations, and I expressed an interest in writing articles for magazines, and I got the opportunity to do that. And so I always had this strong connection with writing and with Reseda. And it probably also helped that Reseda was a very, actually, even though it is a rather modest middle to lower middle class community, it sort of has this high visibility in terms of pop culture. You probably know about the Karate Kid. You probably know about the Tom Petty song Free Falling, where he talks about a long day living in Reseda. And not too many songs about Lake Forest, let's just say. So when I decided that I wanted to write novels in my copious spare time, I looked to Reseda for inspiration, because that's where the writing started. So it was sort of there was a dichotomy within me, because clearly, Orange County is my home, it's my residence, it's where I started my family, where I was raising our family. We had this nice home that we were, bit by bit, we were remodeling it, we were making it our own, we were building memories there, and there's also this part of my history that still existed, that still was playing a role in my life. So the question is what is your hometown? Where do you really identify yourself as coming from? And it's interesting that I've come to a place where the two of them have now come together. That I definitely identify myself as an Orange County resident, as a resident of Lake Forest. And I also see that part of me that, of my heart, that's still with Reseda, where it still plays a role, and it's even a place I go and visit once in a while. And it's through writing that I've been able to find this balance, to find this connection, because it's interesting that a lot of even though my writing career started in the Valley, it was here in Orange County that I really developed the tools to be successful, to be able to do well not only in my professional writing career in terms of what I do for technical writing, but also what I want to do with my creative writing. It was in Orange County that I first had to learn to balance my personal life with my dreams and ambitions. Because that was a struggle for many years, and it was really bad in 87 and 88 because I was trying to keep up with all these articles that I wanted to write, and I had to take care of my mom, and of course I had my job at AST that took a lot of my time, and I got to the point where I just couldn't balance at all, and I did wind up losing a rather high profile column assignment with this one magazine because I couldn't do things at the level of quality that I needed to do. And I just realized that, you know, I've got to tone this thing down, that I need to take care of myself. And being able to cut back on this outside writing enabled me to spend time to take care of myself and to date, and that's how I was able to find my wife. You always have to have a drink of water when you talk. It was also in Orange County that I started getting involved in Toastmasters. I was working this one job as a senior technical writer at AST, and my manager said, hey, you have the potential to work, to go into management. And what you have to do, though, is you have to improve your communication skills because you have to talk to people, you have to give presentations. And we had a Toastmasters club at our company at the time, and I joined. And I fell in love with public speaking. I've always been a bit of a ham because I performed in musicals in high school and I was in choirs. But it's one thing to be able to stand on a stage and pretend you're somebody else and to be blinded by the spotlights in front of you and not look into the audience versus standing up in front of people and you can see their faces. And Toastmasters helped me overcome that fear and feel comfortable on stage and get to the point where I actually enjoy public speaking. And I found a couple of things with my writing. That first, with public speaking, is that to be able to promote yourself, to be able to connect with your audiences, you got to learn to get up and talk to people. That's a minimum requirement. But also the public speaking experience was the source of a book that I wrote called Mastering Table Topics, which has become my most successful book. I'm hoping that Amiga can top that. But there was a big audience for people who want to learn to be comfortable with impromptu public speaking. And it's done very well ever since I started publishing it. So there was that, But also with the writing, I've started getting involved in the writing community here in Orange County. And we do have a very active and vibrant writing community in Orange County. We have a number of play venues where that have regular author events. I have the Museo in Anaheim. Also, the Anaheim Central Library has an annual Indie Author Day. And I will be there on October 12th, 2019. So I hope that you'll be able to stop by and check it out. It'll be between 1 and 4. So come on by and meet me and other authors. And I've also met authors through these various programs and also met other a few other authors online on social media. So being able to establish, to be a part of this community was another way that Orange County helped, that I became more of a part of my identity. And those experiences actually helped me back in March, where I actually went up to the Valley and gave a presentation at Fun A Day Reseda, which is their annual art event. So it was really fun to take everything that I've learned in Orange County and bring it back to my hometown and to be able to share the, what I have learned. So there was that sense of unity. But also, as I've gone on with my life in Orange County, my life with my family, becoming a parent, and now I became a grandparent 6 years ago. My granddaughter was born. And this has been a wonderful experience for me because my parents didn't live long enough to see their grandchildren. And to be able to be with her and play with her and have fun and to help her learn and grow, that has just been a wonderful experience. And it also is clear that Orange County and Lake Forest, you know, that's the hometown for our children. That is the place that they are growing up. And this is going to be a part of their identity. And actually, for both my daughter and my son, Lake Forest is the only city they've ever lived in. Even though they've been in different places, it's always been in Lake Forest. So Orange County is their Reseda. It's their hometown, and it's always going to be a part of them. And it's a part of my life, of my marriage. You know, it's the place where my wife and I have built a life together. So all of these experiences have contributed to giving me an identity as an Orange County resident, as that this place is my home. But I can also carry with me the experiences that I had as a child, that in many respects, my experiences in growing up in Reseda shaped me. And for better and for worse, because you know, there were experiences there that were not that great. But I can look at everything in its completeness and say, you know, this is who I am. And having a hometown, being able to have that as part of your identity, to root for your local teams. And by that, I don't only mean the professional teams, but also like your local high schools. That it all adds up to who you are and Where do you identify yourself? So having a hometown and having a history with that hometown, it's important in terms of helping to create our self-image. Now, some of the things that I love about Orange County, certainly I love the weather here. It's right now it's the hottest part of the summer, which is at least 10 degrees cooler than it is in the San Fernando Valley. I remember having summers with 110 degree days. And back then, our schools and our homes did not have air conditioning. So we had to depend on swamp coolers with all the windows open and having to run fans in each of our rooms and still dying. And you can't really breathe the air because we had smog alert days like almost every day during the summer. But here, living in Orange County, we have beautiful weather here. We get ocean breezes, which is a really nice thing. And being able to go to the beach whenever we want. So the climate here is just wonderful. And I also like, for example, the large number of parks. I'm actually right next door to a park. I believe it's called Cadence Park. But we have a number of community parks in our area, and a lot of kids like to go there. We also have very active communities. For many years, I was actively involved in our city and various community organizations. I was a Little League president. We had a Little League called Saddleback. And if you ever get an opportunity to be a president of a Little League, don't, okay? That having to deal with upset parents constantly, not a lot of fun. But I also was involved for a while with our city of Lake Forest had something called the Leadership Academy, and I got the opportunity to attend when I became a Little League president and learned about all the wonderful things that the city does for community outreach and to encourage people to get more actively involved. And it reminded me a lot of what my mom did when I was growing up in Reseda, when the way that she got involved in PTA and the Scouts and various activities. So it was interesting. This was something that was, again, uniquely Orange County, but it tied into things that I experienced back in Reseda. I also love the diversity here in Orange County. We have a wide-ranging community with lots of different types of people, lots of different types of opinions, lots of great types of food. And I'm particularly proud of how we're becoming more diverse with our politics as well. Because, again, one of those experiences growing up in the 70s from the Valley was watching people like Wally George and Joe Pine, and this was the face of Orange County, and remembering when I first started picking up the Orange County Register when I first moved here, and it was like praise of President Reagan every single day, and I had become liberal, even though my mom was a meat and potatoes Midwestern Republican. There were a lot of things that happened during the Reagan administration that really turned me off, and I registered as a Democrat, and my mom eventually did too. And I was very excited and proud when Katie Porter was elected as a representative here in Orange County, because usually here, Democrats never run anybody. They just assume, well, the Republicans are going to win, and Most people vote on autopilot. It's like, okay, we'll vote for whoever did it last time. But now people are more willing to consider the issues. They're more willing to look at different points of view. And that's one thing that's really exciting about being in Orange County right now. So when you think about your hometown, when you think about what your community means to you, you think about a lot of different things. You think about your history and the memories that you make in the place and the people you made that memory with. And you also look at the physical environment, the weather, the climate. You know, like, for example, I've never lived anywhere in snow, but my wife lived in Virginia for a while. And yes, driving in snow is an experience and a challenge. So, and those things shape you. And when you live in a place for a long time, like I lived in the Valley for the first 25 years of my life, and I've lived here for all the rest, and it's been longer that I've lived here in Orange County than I've lived in the Valley, that the longer you live in a place, especially the longer you live at a specific address, the more deeply ingrained it comes to you, and the deeper the values, and the deeper the memories. And so that's why it is so valuable to make connections with your hometown, to find out what your town has to offer, what resources are there, what landmarks, what are your favorite restaurants and places to shop, what are your typical routines, where do you like to go when you have free time during the weekend. And I look at my life in both Lake Forest and Reseda with those things in mind. And I've come to appreciate what both of those places mean to me. So think about your hometown. Think about the place you live now. Think about the places you've lived before. And realize that wherever you've been, you carry a piece of that with you. And that becomes a part of who you are.